Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, the Texans search for a head coach and a general manager is it's going to be a front burner topic for a while until they find those two people. Going to be a front burner topic. And our next guest had a really good article on The Athletic a couple weeks ago about the firing of Bill O'Brien. He is our radio.com sports insider for the NFL. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. And, of course, he's a longtime front office executive for a handful of teams in the NFL. Michael Lombardi joining us right now on Payne and Pendergast here on Sports Radio 610. Michael, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hello, Seth. How are things?
Good, good. We were just telling everybody about your book, Gridiron Genius, which is a great Christmas present. We were also talking about the heyday of the Deceptively Fast podcast when Michael Lombardi and Sean Pendergast were my weekly guests. That was the last time I ever put out weekly installments of the podcast. So I still appreciate you as being the one guy that could inject some regularity into my life.
It was no problem. I wonder what happened to you. I thought you disappeared. I thought you were in the witness protection program. I don't know what the hell happened to you. When Italians go missing, that's what they all think. We're in Arizona living in some community somewhere down there, you know?
Look, Michael, promises were made about my budget for that podcast, and they were not kept, is all I'll say. We're in the midst of a merger, yeah.
That's great. Michael Lombardi joining us on the show. So, Michael, the piece you had about Bill O'Brien getting let go from the Texans, I think has some really interesting detail. And look, Bill O'Brien's flaws behind the scenes are pretty well documented here, the way he interacted with people, and in your piece you say, you know, his delivery was wrong, especially with non-players. Tone matters when leading. I think some really good points in there. This is what I want to lead off with you. This question is, they're going to be hiring a new head coach. Is there a tendency for organizations, especially when coaches had such glaring flaws as O'Brien may have had communication-wise or social style-wise, is there a tendency to try to find the opposite of that guy? And is there any danger in focusing on making sure you get the opposite of the guy that you just fired?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think there's always that reaction. You know, you have a disciplinarian, or you have somebody who leads with fear, and then you want somebody who's calmer and gentler. And, you know, it's just it's the reaction we have when we elect candidates in our political system. You know, so we always want the opposite of what we had before. So that's just human nature. But I think the concern I have for Texan fans is, look, I don't understand the Corn Ferry thing, Jed Hughes. You know, I mean, his track record of picking people, he's got this list. It's a political movement. It's not necessarily the best and the brightest. Bill Walsh, and I wrote about this in my book, Gridiron Genius, always talked about how the NFL was never the best and the brightest. It was always a political system. And if you weren't in the political system, you weren't ever going to be able to achieve what you wanted. And I think that's right. I mean, I understand why teams want to hire a consulting firm, you know, a search firm to help them, to make sure they vet the candidates, that there's nothing in their past that could come back to haunt them. But we're talking about football here, man. We're talking about practice. We're talking about football. We're talking about leadership. And I think that unless you understand what it takes to ask the right questions, and I wrote about it in my book, of a head coach or of a general manager, I don't know how you could pick the right guy. I mean, this has been going on, and there's been a lot of poor picks.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I was looking at that chapter in your book, Gridiron Genius, before you came on, and I was trying to figure out a way to make it friendly for radio, because in a nutshell, your list of questions you want to ask a head coach is an entire chapter long. There's so many things that go into it, and I wonder, in this article in The Athletic a couple weeks ago, you pointed out that, hey, Cal McNair, as NFL owners go, is pretty actively around. You know, he has an office in the building. He's at practices. And that's not necessarily the case with a whole lot of owners. I guess, do you think that's a good thing, a bad thing, or does it just depend on, you know, how good Cal is at doing what he's doing?
I think it's a good thing, actually. I think you want him engaged. You want to teach him what it takes to build a culture or organization. You want to teach him about what champions look like. You want to teach him about how we can sustain this organization long after I'm gone, long after you're gone, when you pass this down to the next generation. We want this to be something that stands the test of time. And the only way we can do that is through you. It's not through who you hire. It's through you. It's what you want it to be. I used to say this to Jimmy Haslam all the time. Tell me what you want the team to be. Tell me who you want it to be. And then let me put it into that vision. And then that vision will always stay the same. When you become a team that, oh, this is the way we've always done this, or this is the way the Steelers always do things, you got it. That's when you have a culture. But when you're randomly selecting and you've got Jed Hughes involved in the decision making, you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to be picking on what Jed Hughes wants or what Corn Ferry wants or what the flavor of the month is. That's not how you build sustainable organizations in any profession. You need to be able to come in and hire somebody who's going to work with the owner and build a culture. It's not about who can pick the best players. It's about who can assemble the best team. And, you know, and that's what we've lost sight of. I mean, we see it last night on television. I mean, you know, we're losing sight of head coaches that understand how to set up game plans, how to give yourself a chance to win the game, and how to execute that plan, and how to manage the game within the game. And because we've become a generation of Madden basement players, you know, where we're just calling plays at a random base, these organizations are being run historically bad, and they've been run by people that don't have the qualifications to really do it. It's what I call the Dunning-Kruger effect. The Dunning-Kruger effect is a management bias that is in place when people that actually think they know, but they really don't. The perfect example would be James Dolan at the Knicks, Jerry Jones at the Cowboys. 25 years he's been the owner of the Cowboys since 1995, their last Super Bowl. They've been in 10 playoff games, and they have yet to been to the Final Four. And so you're telling me they're doing it the right way? This is what bothers me.
Is that where – okay, and I'm glad that you boiled it down to that, the owner telling a general manager or coach what they want the team to be. Is it as simple as that in your mind that, okay, with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Rooney family kind of knows what they want their team to be, and then they hire the people and just expect them to get that vision? I mean, is it that simple?
It's really that simple, right? So, like, look, I can't tell – Cal McNair what he wants. I'm not asking Cal McNair to tell me what he wants to run on 3rd and 7. I'm not asking Cal McNair to tell me what kind of offensive lineman he likes. I want Cal McNair to tell me, look, here's what I want to be. I want to be an organization that is big, it's fast, it's athletic. We're not going to take anybody who has any shady backgrounds in terms of domestic violence, whatever he believes in. Right. Just give me the rules. Give me the rules and then we'll go play the game. And then we're going to set up a grading system that's going to adhere to what the philosophy is of the owner. And that's not going to change. But we have it backwards. So, you know, you hire a running back coach, right? And he likes running backs that do this. Well, then he leaves. What happens to the running back coach that comes in? He doesn't like what they do. You can't have an organization like that. You have to have a paramilitary structure that works halfway down. The head coach has got to say, these are the kind of running backs I like. These are the kind of linemen I want. I'm not going anywhere. And we're going to operate with these type of players. It's scouting inside out, not outside in. And so many organizations are relying on, well, the quarterback coach thinks he likes this kind of player. Well, you know, Kellen Moore's not going to change the offense up in Dallas because Dak got injured. Seriously? Kellen Moore, what is Kellen Moore even talking about? Like, seriously? That's when you know you have no culture. That's when you know you have no chance, right? Kellen Moore's telling you what he thinks. That's Mike McCarthy's job. And that's the problem, and that's what the owner's got to be able to deliver.
Michael Lombardi joining us on Sports Radio 610. He's our radio.com NFL insider. You know, Michael, as you describe culture and you lay that out, I think there's probably Texan fans sitting here listening thinking, well, I think Bill O'Brien thought he was putting a culture together here, whether it came from Cal McNair or whether it was the brainchild of O'Brien and Jack Easterby. They had this mantra of of dependable, tough, smart. They had T-shirts that they wore around the building. They brought it up. They had an acronym, DTS, for it that they'd bring up describing certain players. Did ultimately Bill O'Brien overvalue maybe some of those DTS qualities when it came to putting this roster together?
Well, I think the roster, let's include everybody, right? So the hardest thing I think for most ex-Belichickian employees that try to establish their vision of the culture is getting people to buy into their vision of the culture. It's a challenge. It really is. It's a challenge because when you hire coaches with experience, that's why Belichick has a bunch of coaches on his staff that really haven't been anywhere else. You know, he doesn't have very many ex-defensive coordinators or ex-secondary coaches. We all train from within, and we started this in Cleveland in 1991 when we first got there together. We felt like it was harder to train. It was harder to retrain than train. So we hired a bunch of young people. We hired the Eric Manginis, the Thomas Dimitrovs, the Mike Tannenbaums, the Scott Pioles, the Ozzie Newsoms, the Eric Manginis. We hired all those guys, the George Kokinases. We hired and we trained them. And so they only really knew one way of thinking. And I think when these guys go to Houston and you're trying to establish that culture, that's a challenge to do. And I think part of the organization and what I wrote about in my column was I think that sometimes Bill is leading with an emotional decision phase, and you can't do that. You've got to be calm, and you also have to have a culture. It's one thing about describing what kind of player you want. You got to have a culture within the building that has the same thing, and I think that's the missing point.
Michael Lombardi joins us. Michael, you've interviewed for general manager jobs, obviously, and you've interviewed head coaches. I'm trying to figure out what it's going to be like for a potential general manager to come and interview with the Texans, and he's going to be sitting down with Cal McNair, but he's also going to have this other guy in the room, Jack Easterby. And if I'm a potential GM candidate, I would imagine I'm going to be kind of concerned about, okay, who's in control here? Who am I reporting to? Do you have any clarity on that? You spent a whole lot of time in New England. You know Jack Easterby. Like, we're all very curious about this Jack Easterby dynamic.
Well, I think, look, I wouldn't have a problem sitting in with Jack. I mean, Jack is, Jack's a culture builder. Jack understands culture. Jack understands how to get players to motivate. Jack understands how to build a team in terms of getting everybody working together. I mean, I've been in interview rooms for people that don't know anything about football. Jack being in the room would be a blessing. I think that Jack does a really good job at what he does, and I think that that's important for the Texans. But to me, is Jed Hughes going to be in the room? He's going to ask me questions about football? Seriously? Are you going to ask me about what I think? I mean, not that I'm going to interview for the job, not that Jed Hughes would ever call me for the job. The reality of it is sometimes you got to have somebody directing the interview that understands where we are. Because here's the key component. The guy who gets the GM job, the guy who gets the head coaching job, his vision is going to be, what are we going to do moving forward? When in reality, he needs to figure out what broke down and spend 60 days, 2 months figuring out what went wrong in Houston. And then solve those problems before you move forward. And in the interview process, everybody's talking about moving forward when you've got to be able to explain what happened in the past.
Michael Lombardi joining us. Michael, last one before we let you go. At 1-5, as you can imagine, a lot of the talk here has turned to the trade deadline as opposed to the Texans' playoff chances. J.J. Watt, right in the middle of the conversation on shows like this, he was asked about it in his press conference this week, and there's a handful of other players that might be able to fetch some degree of draft capital on this team. I'm curious, if you were looking at this job as a prospective general manager, would the job look more attractive to you if the Texans actually did go flip some of these guys at the trade deadline for some draft capital, as we know they're missing their first and second round pick already this year from the Tunsil deal? Or would you rather they leave it in place and it be something where you actually go get some of that draft capital with some of those assets that they have?
Well, I think they should hire somebody rather quickly. I think they should. I mean, because next year they have 38 players under contract and they're over the cap by about $7 million or more. They're going to have to get that cap under control next year because it could go down and you could have serious problems. I think the thing you need to do is get somebody in there that can understand it and have a way to work through it. I mean, JJ's on the cap next year for $15 million in base salary. Now, maybe McNair says to you, look, I want JJ to finish his career here. I don't care what we have to do that. Let's do it. But we've got to make some decisions whether we're going to bring back Nick Martin, whether we're going to re-sign David Johnson or keep him on the team or whatever we're going to do. I think those are the issues you've got to work your way through, because that next year cap's really, really in danger. I'm not as worried about the draft picks. You're going to lose those. You got a good player in Tunsil. We got to make him a better player. I'm worried more about player development. Like, where is our player development program going to come in? That's the first thing I would work on as the next general manager. How are we going to develop the players? How are we going to get the players to play better? How are we going to get Xavier Howard Titus Howard. Yeah. Titus to be the right tackle that we need him to be the first round pick that we need him to be. We got to make these players better. I think that's the big thing. And you know, if you can get that cap room and a little bit more comfortability, then I think you got to try to do it.
Great stuff. Radio.com NFL insider Michael Lombardi joining us. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Michael, always appreciate the time. Great insight, and keep up the great
work. Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
All right, thanks, Michael. Michael Lombardi joining us on the program.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.